Good morning, everybody. Happy Christmas to you. And a big welcome to you all. It's lovely to see you. Yes! Come on! What is that? Whoa! Awesome. Awesome. Right. Oh, it took a while, didn't it? Now then, there we are. That's Aurora, is it? And what have we got over here? Barbie. There we are. Two Barbies. And Ken and Barbie. And we've got Ken, haven't we, as well?
No, he's not.
Ken. He's not. Ken's not come. Ken's... Ken's been left at home. Right. Well, let us stand and sing the first carol, which is While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night. Now, there are six verses to this, and I think we'll do that just as a starter. It's 221, sorry. But we're going to do something really old-fashioned. We're going to sing it to the tune we all know. Thank you, Helen. Now, Lily, would you like to come and light a special candle for me today? That's brilliant. I've not lit the others because I want to be very careful. So I think we'll use a match if you don't, unless that's got some gas in it, has it? Let's have a look and see if it's... I think it's just got the flasher. Let's come up here. We're going to light the one in the middle. We're going to do it in reverse order today, Lily. The one today we light because it's the birth of Christmas. It's the birth of Jesus. So the one in the middle stands for Jesus, doesn't it? Can we remember what the ones around the outsides were? The prophets, Mary, Joseph, and us. Isn't that good? Hey, well done, Lily. That's lovely. We'll light those afterwards because we don't want to have another fire, do we? But I want you to light that safely. I'll light the match and you can do it. Is that all right? There we are. Then you don't have to put your hand through the flames to light it. That's it. Put it underneath the thing. That's it. Just hold it underneath it and the flame will grow into it. That's wonderful. Now we'll blow that one out just for now. Now, what do we usually... Well, this is Christmas, isn't it? What's Christmas? Birth of baby Jesus. It is. So today's his... What do we usually do for people when it's their birthday in this church?
Give presents.
Give presents, yes, okay, fine. What else do we do in this church when it's somebody's birthday?
Sing happy birthday.
So do you reckon we could do that? I don't think we've ever done that to Jesus before, do you? Why don't we, eh? Come on. Do you think they'll join in? I think they very well should, don't you? Come on then, we'll lead it, shall we, Lily? Here we go. Are we going to get a note for happy birthday? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Thank you, Lily. That's brilliant. I'm going to just light these others so that it doesn't look really weird. The prophets who came a long time before Jesus and told us that we should love God and follow his ways. Mary, who was very surprised and had a baby that she called Jesus. And Joseph, who looked after them and took them away as refugees into another country and brought them back safe home and taught Jesus the trade of being a carpenter. So that's all our Advent candles, isn't it? Thank you. I'm going to read now the piece out of the Bible where it actually tells the story. At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When the first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David, and he went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. And she gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them back to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. And when the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all that they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. Now I know that some of the some of the children here, you know the very famous Christmas carol, "Away in a Manger," don't you? And so I'm hoping that you're going to sing this with us. You're not on your own, don't worry. All of us together. So shall we sing together, "Away in a Manger"? And they'll sing it with us as well, because they know it too. They went to school once. Well, some of them. Thank you, Helen. Oh, sorry, Numbers. 191, "Away in a Manger." Sorry.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus.
Sit down. Hi, Abby. Nice to see you. Do you think you could come and show this nativity crib to my grandchildren who haven't really seen it before? Come on over here with me. Do you want to come with me and we'll just have a look at this nativity? Leave Barbie and Aurora. There, we can do that. Come on over here and we're going to tell each other what's going on in this story. Is that okay? Now, you've seen these all before. Lily, what was that you were pointing at there? What? That was the baby Jesus in a manger. And what was in the manger, do you think? What was the baby sleeping on?
Straw.
Straw, yes, Archie, absolutely straw. Did you sleep on straw last night? No. Do you think it's prickly, sleeping on straw?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it was. You'd only sleep on straw if you couldn't afford a proper bed, wouldn't you? Hey? Ask your daddy to get some straw and you can try it out one day.
No.
All right, okay, fine. So that's Jesus. And that's Jesus's mummy called?
Mary.
Brilliant. And that's Jesus's daddy called?
Joseph.
Brilliant. You guys have got it all sorted. Now this is a shepherd because it's got a crook, hasn't it? And this is the shepherd's boy. And what's the shepherd's boy got beside him?
Well, I think, yes, I think it's a little baby lamb, don't you? And what have we got over here?
A king.
The kings. What's missing from this, Tara? No queens. That's what we thought. But anyway, well, let's just go shepherds and kings. Do you know, usually the shepherds sleep on the hillside with the sheep. So do you think they had a shower before they came? I don't. I think actually the shepherds were really smelly. And actually when Jesus was born, people thought shepherds were smelly. And they didn't like them. And they didn't invite shepherds. So we've got here people who were not invited into nice people's homes. Smelly shepherds. Now, what have we got over here?
A cow.
A cow. Now, when you were born in hospital...
I was born in hospital.
Weren't you born in hospital? Right, okay.
Barnsley Hospital.
Barnsley Hospital.
It
doesn't matter. I don't think there was a cow in the maternity ward.
Do
you?
There was a horse.
There was a horse?
There wasn't
a horse, no.
There was.
Anyway, look, let's just focus on the cow. What do you think the cow does most of the time?
What do just you sit down and be lazy.
Sit down and be lazy, and then it gets up and eats, and then it trumps and poos. So, actually, this is going to be a very smelly place, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This stable is going to be really smelly, isn't it?
I wonder what Jesus is going to say.
Well, I think he's too young to say anything, but I bet his mum and dad thought, I wish you weren't here in a place like this. And there's a pony or a donkey or a horse. What does a donkey say? Eeyore. Thank you. Eeyore. So this was not a silent night, was it? This was a noisy night, wasn't it? With the eeyore and the trump trump and the ba ba and the who are you? What are you doing coming here? Moo moo rat. So what we've got here is a story of Jesus being born into a place which was poor, which not posh people went to, but here we've got some kings come to give him gifts. Because the story tells how the kings knew that Jesus would grow up to be a person who would help us to live our lives. And that's why we remember him today, because Jesus helps us to live our lives today. Because we read the stories and we talk to each other about the things Jesus said and the things he did. And that helps us to be Jesus' followers today. So we're following and we're listening and reading the stories of this baby who was born in a smelly stable. Isn't that odd?
Shall we just call
Isn't
it a stable?
Isn't it wonderful? A stable. We'll be
not
polite.
Smelly.
Not a smelly stable. We'll just call it a stable. So isn't that a wonderful story? That out of this comes something that changes people's lives. Thank you. Here we go. Do you want to go back to your seats? Hey, go back to Mummy and Daddy. Off you go. I bring you Christmas greetings from people who are away, actually. You know, on Sunday we shouted out Happy Christmas to Colin in South Africa and John in Australia. Well, we've had emails and texts back from them to say thank you very much indeed. I'll read you John's email. John says, thank you, Ian. Best wishes from a hot but interminably wet Australia. It's quite a cultural clash experiencing Christmas in shorts and swimming and mowing the lawns in between the thunder and lightning. But Christmas Day promises to be hot and sunny. We went to Mass this evening and sang the well-known carols, but not with anything like the passion of Christchurch. Love to everyone. God bless you all. Love, John and Mad. And Colin has emailed back from South Africa to say, thanks for special thoughts and greetings. Time with my family is so precious, and I realise as the days slip by with the excitement of Christmas, so the days draw nearer to my return to the reality of everyday life in Stocksbridge. It's the spell checker didn't recognise Stocksbridge. And Colin wouldn't have seen this, but the spell checker has written Saint Oxbridge. She's just wonderful. Looking forward to seeing all your familiar faces. I have enjoyed the fellowship of the Antioch Bible Church here in Johannesburg, but I have felt as part of a sincere fellowship, much as I feel at Christ Church. Thank you. So we wish you all and all of your families and friends, wherever they are, a happy Christmas. Shall we say our prayers? Lord, we don't rightly understand the mystery by which your life has such a profound influence on us. We look at your birth and all the symbolism of the stories. We look at the people who travelled from afar because they recognised in you someone who would change men and women's lives. And we are part of that great tradition. And so here we are around your stable manger this morning to celebrate your birth amongst us, your incarnation in us, that we might be your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us say together the prayer that when he grew up, he told his friends and taught them to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Shall we close by singing the hymn 212? I told you it would be a short service. 212. O come all ye faithful. We'll omit verse 2, but we will sing verse 6. Thank you, Helen.
Come all ye faithful, faithful and triumphant, O come ye, O come.
In a moment.
Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, summon to his grace.
That was the last carol, but I just wanted to do two things before we say the benediction together. The first was to say that we will be having a retiring collection as we go today for the Archer Project. That's at the Cathedral in Sheffield, which provides homeless people with meals and support and everything like that. And they will be open today, and the Archer Project will benefit from quite a bit of money that's been raised here over the last week or two. So we're very grateful to everybody who's contributed. But if you'd like to make a gift, the bags will be at the back as you go. I want to say also a welcome to three volunteers. You who are new here, in the sense, two of them are friends of Gwen and mine, and ones. So we are very conscious that downstairs is the Christmas meal, and that you have come here to make it possible for people to have a Christmas here today. And so we honour you and thank you, and we hope you have a lovely time. Thank you very much indeed. So I think we can truly say yes. There have been 25 volunteers who've contributed to working for this today, and it's fantastic. So I think we can truly say this is a church of the stable. Let us say together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Don't eat too much.